Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. And I'm glad Giovanni Cortolo is with us because he is one of our good friends, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Nobody on the planet works harder for you small business owners than Giovanni Cortolo does. Giovanni is the director of small business policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and a guy that we turn to if we want to find out what's going on in Washington, D.C. with regard to public policy and small business. We turn to Giovanni because he's the guy who's up there going best two falls out of three with our members of Congress so that to keep them from hurting us any more than they do, and maybe even help us a little bit. Giovanni Cortolo, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much for those kind words, Jim. It's great to be back on your show, especially here in Washington when Congress has left town. I mean, it's a great feeling when you know that everything's over and they're back in the states and the districts trying to garnish and show everyone what a wonderful job they've done. So we're sitting here.
How do they pull that off? How do they pull that off, Jim? I mean, some of these people, I feel like they have no shame. You know, they. but back to your initial point, though, Giovanni, I feel like August is one of the. There are other times, other periods when we're safe, but I feel like August is a whole month of safety because the members of Congress are out of Washington. They're not ganging up together to do harm. They're back and when they're of course they're nearer to us because they're back in our districts, but we outnumber them when they're back here. They can't hurt us when they're back here, I think. What do you think?
Well, that's a good point. I tell you, it's 1 month where I can take a vacation and really enjoy it.
But and not worry about what they're up to.
No, I agree. Well, you know, this year has been a really staging year when it comes to politics because they're only going to do things such that they will get reelected. And in many cases, it's not trying to solve a problem. It's trying to show a distinction between different parties, and certainly the Democrats are in power now, and they can set up the votes such that it really adds to their advantage in going into this election year. And certainly the big prize is the White House.
Yep.
And we see this. I mean, the two things that are going to happen this year is when they come back is they're going to set up for a CR, which is a continuing resolution. The one thing they have to do, they must do, is fund the government. And they haven't done that because they've done so many votes in order to try to show what great guys they are. They haven't done the things they needed to do, which is the appropriations
bills. The things that we're paying them to do.
Right. And the other thing that's going to happen this fall is going to be a second stimulus bill. And this is, again, going to be a setup type of bill in which they show distinctions between the parties and garner their votes. I don't know that a second stimulus bill is going to pass, but they're talking about...
I hope it doesn't.
Yeah, well, it won't be funded, and that's the problem. But
right.
Extension of unemployment benefits, aid, infrastructure improvements, they're talking anywhere from $24 to $50 billion for a second stimulus. There won't be any checks given out this time, and there won't be any small business provisions put in there.
Mm-hmm. Or if well, there are, small, or few. Small business owners don't need the government to give them a handout. I mean, we just need them to get out of our way.
Well, the only handout they need is the government's handout of their pocket.
That's exactly right.
But a few disturbing things have taken place, and there was a vote on the Equal Pay Act, and it was called the Payness Fairness Act. And it's, you know, again, this is not going to pass, but this Congress, it won't be signed into law, but it did pass the House. 247 to 178, and this really is disturbing. It provides unlimited punitive and compensatory damages for discrimination in employment under Title VII. And this is something that I think we really should watch. It was a little fanfare, but it's one of those things where
on its face, you know, being able to sue and be compensated for discrimination doesn't sound like a bad thing, Giovanni.
Well, they're currently under Title VII able to get compensatory and punitive damages. This bill would open it up such there would be unlimited compensatory and punitive damages.
So a jury could just go crazy and award somebody $1 billion or something because they got their feelings hurt or whatever.
Yeah, and also under this bill, the Department of Labor would issue guidelines that would evaluate each employer's job. So
But it's not going to pass. But you're saying that it's gotten on the radar screen. And folks, these are the kinds of things that Giovanni watches, because in the next Congress, depending on how the election goes, something like he was just talking about could become reality. 20 till. Right back with Giovanni Cortolo. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Break the silence.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show and the archives and the articles and thousands of those that are arranged in a handy category listing where you can find the topic that's on your mind. Also, our Brain Trust members are there the same way. You can find out how to subscribe to my free newsletter. There you can check out our blog, which we update every weekday. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And, of course, our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you get small business answers now. All those things are available to you. We built them for you. We made them where there is no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us and use our stuff. Giovanni Cortolo is all over our website. He's deposited so much information and wisdom to us for us over the years, and we've recorded every word and have it available to you for posterity. Giovanni is the Director of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. That's uschamber.com, right?
www.uschamber.com, and I'll tell you, I'm in good company in on your site, Jim.
Giovanni, one of the things that that I've been concerned about is this union bill that's called the card check bill. There's another name for it. What's the other name for that?
Well, we commonly know it as the card check bill. And,
yeah. But there's another warm fuzzy name they've given it.
It's like the Free
Choice Act or something like that.
Free Choice Act,
which is the opposite of that.
It takes away the secret ballot and makes it more open.
Let's start from zero and tell the audience what this is. Folks, this is a big deal, and this is something that's been, you know, earlier you mentioned the Fairness Pay Act a minute ago about the unlimited compensatory damages on discrimination. These are the kinds of things that roll around in Congress until they finally hit somewhere. They finally catch if somebody doesn't kill it for good. And this is a bill that ought to be killed for good, but it's still rolling around up there, isn't it?
Yeah, well, absolutely. And unfortunately, the Paycheck Fairness Act actually passed the House, 247-178.
Yeah.
And these are the things that you get a very anti-business Congress and an anti-business administration, and you'll find these things pass and signed into law. Mm-hmm. We tracked 48... trial lawyer earmarks in different legislation. Now, these are things that actually don't cost anything, but they actually will increase the ability for trial lawyers to reap big rewards. And we actually have them posted on our website. It's a website we started called www.triallawyerearmarks.com.
And that's what the Paycheck Fairness Bill you were talking about earlier.
Sure, Paycheck Fairness, and it sounds
warm and fuzzy, but it's actually a canard for what it really is, which is a trial lawyer retirement bill.
Very, very similar to the union bill. You do away with the secret ballot and call it fair. I don't know, you know, in all of these, the Paycheck Fairness Act, there's nothing fair about unlimited compensatory and punitive damages when it comes to employers where they already have these rights.
And then, and of course, the union bill is where folks now, and for the history of this country, if you wanted to, if there, a union was being organized, you could vote in private. You could have a secret vote that would that you could cast that no one would know what you how you voted, but you could vote yes or no to whether you wanted to be you wanted to unionize or not. But with this new bill, tell us how it works, Giovanni.
Well, basically, you have union organizers that come up to you with a with a card in one hand and a monkey wrench in the other, and says, "Okay, show me. We want you to vote whether or not you want the union." And they're able to see exactly how you vote. And as as you well know,
that becomes public knowledge after that.
Yeah, it does. And you know, that's something. The right of secret ballot, I think, is one that. It's really ingrained in us as a nation.
And this is this is a desperation attempt, folks, by the union organizers. Their union numbers are going down. Unions are dinosaurs waiting to become extinct, at least in the private sector, maybe not in the public sector. But in the private sector, they are. They're down to like 8% of the total working population of the United States, down from like 30% 30 or so years ago. So their numbers are dwindling. Their power is dwindling. And this is a last-ditch effort to get government to give them access to your privacy.
Yeah, this is the union's number one issue. We saw votes teed up on this year or last year, and you're bound to see this next year. Another issue for the unions is these mini unions, where they're able to come into a big organization and just unionize, say, the transportation end of it, or the clerks, or the just small groups out of a big organization. So now you have five or six different groups to deal with within your business, and also this is an attempt to get drilled down into smaller businesses too. So all small business owners feel like they're above getting unionized. Well, with these different aspects and different bills they're passing, they're more apt to get unionized.
What is the most important thing that the Congress is going to be working on that might actually pass between now and the end of the year? And give me a quick answer. We'll pick it up after the break.
Well, I think the continuing resolution, number one, and the second stimulus package is something that they're dealing with.
Mm-hmm. What about oil? Is drilling in oil? Is that going to be on the table when they come back?
OCS, I think the Republicans have found a soft issue there that they're dealing with. They're trying to get into every legislation, and there's a possibility there may be some sort of a compromise made.
We're going to talk about this some more right after these messages with our good friend Giovanni Cortolo. He's with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. We're back at 7-2. I'm Jim Lysingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for staying with us. Giovanni Cortolo is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Giovanni is the Director of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And we're talking about what Congress is up to. You talked about the continuing resolution, getting the government funded. See, Giovanni, the only thing I have to say about that is I think that ought to be the one thing that if they don't get that done by a certain date, let's say that date is September 15th or something, that they don't get paid. There ought to be a law that if they don't do that one thing, they don't get paid until it gets done.
I agree with you.
If I don't do my job, I don't get paid. What about you, Jim?
Well, I agree with you, but I don't think anyone who have gotten paid in Congress over the last 10 years because they just can't seem to get it done.
That's the kind of thing that small business that electors, the electorate don't hold them responsible for, but we should. But what about this oil and gas offshore drilling thing that has been debated? The president's thrown down the gauntlet to Congress. The House and Senate leadership refused to bring it to a vote. And so where are we now?
Well, every opportunity you find that Republicans are trying to add it to different bills, and you saw that with the extenders bill. They wouldn't let that go forward because there's an energy bill in the Senate that wouldn't allow amendments, and that's the offshore drilling that and this is something that the public sees as a plus. In the sense that they're experiencing high energy prices, and they're really for opening up some of the drilling. This is the one thing that the Republicans have over the Democrats when it comes to energy, and you see this even in the campaigns with McCain and Obama.
In fact, it's gotten so bad that Obama has flipped on this one, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has done a turnabout, and you're seeing...
Which he had no choice. And isn't that a bellwether for the Democrats in Congress?
Yeah, and you're seeing a possibility of a deal being made on an energy package, and where they'll allow some drilling to take place. Personally, I don't know that it's going to go forward, but we'll see. And this may happen the second session.
What country doesn't... would rather send our money to another country for their resources when we have those resources right here than we can keep the money in our own country? What kind of logic is that, Giovanni? I'm having trouble with this.
Well, it doesn't make sense. In fact, we allow other countries to drill off of our coast. If you look at Cuba, I mean, it's they're drilling off the coast of Cuba right now, which is 90 miles off our shore.
Mm-hmm.
And it's shown to be a clean, environmentally friendly way to responsibly to drill, and that's what we want. And even the platforms would be so far out, even if you're at a resort beach, you wouldn't be able to see it. It's not going to contaminate the pristine view from the beach.
Well, it's not even oil. Also, natural gas.
Yeah, natural gas, and those are commodities we need to progress as a nation. We need to compete. We need to be competitive, and it's not just those. I think as a business community, we're looking at all of the options. In fact, our Institute for Energy has released 13 provisions, and part of it is to expand the drilling, but also fund other technologies. We have to be the innovators, and small business is going to lead the way.
Exactly.
Yeah,
we need this oil. To if we could get our own oil out of the ground, we could lower prices because that would take the excitement out of the speculators for the future. It would bring the oil prices back down as we've seen in the last week or so. And this would be very good for small business owners. This could be the pivotal topic of the presidential campaign. What do you think?
Oh, I agree. Right now they're discussing the speculators bill in the House. And you hit the nail on the head. If you opened up offshore drilling, it would take the wind out of these speculators,
prices drop. Speculators aren't bad guys. They're business people. They're doing They're doing something that's completely legal. They're betting on the future of oil, just like farmers hedge in their crops.
The joke is all of us have a stake in the speculators in our 401ks.
Exactly.
The people who
have let us down is our own government that's allowed the restrictions of drilling to cause oil prices to go so high for the future.
Yeah, and the other thing I think the Democrats have proffered is to open up the oil reserves, which is fruitless. I mean,
that's ridiculous.
Several days, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for being here, Giovanni. Good job today. Give us the website again, please.
www.uschamber.com, and it's always a pleasure, Jim.
Thanks. Giovanni Cortolo, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.